This week's parsha, Parshas Yisro. Vayishma Yisro choin Midian chosin Moshe. Es kol shor asal kim Moshe Yisro amok yotzi Hashem es Yisro min Mitzrayim. So there's a famous Rashi, Vayishma Yisro, Mashmu Hashem Oba. What there was here, Yisro comes and he converts, right? And what was the what's the inspiration? Kriyas Yamsuf u'Milchemes Hamalek. So we have to understand why those two things. What there's one opinion that it was even Matan Torah. And then it says Yisro, Sheva Shemos Nikrulo. That Yisro had seven names. Ruel, Yeser, Yisro, Chovev, Chever, Keni, Putiel. And then each name means something. Yeser, Shem Sheiter, Parsha Achas Batorah, Yeser, because he caused an extra parsha in the Torah, came about because of him. Yisrael, his gerevi, came a mitzvah, sesivlo osachas. He got an extra letter because he converted. Chovev, that he loved the Torah. Well, it's all these different things. So what's the significance of having seven, multiple names? These are all questions that the Shemi Shmuel raises. What's the significance of multiple names? And it's interesting, as the Shemi Shmuel points out, the other person who had multiple names is Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, I'm not talking about having two names. I'm talking about like having seven names or something like that, you know. You know, you look at the Medrash here, page 8 and 9, it says the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avigdor, Yered, he brought down the Torah. Horidus at Shechina. Avigdor, Godrim, Harbe, Godrim, Omdul Yisrael. Chever, Shechiber, Zbonim, he connected Klal Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yekusiel, another name on page 10. Avizanoach. I mean, he had a whole bunch of names, and the Medrash explains what each name meant. Here he had 10 names. Tovia, Kratera Kitovu, that was another name of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avigdor, Yekusiel, all these names of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the significance? And then the Shemi Shmuel asked that question. Is, I thought he converted, so why Chosein Moshe? He's not related to Moshe anymore, Chosein Moshe. If you convert, you're not related anymore. Right? So the Shemi Shmuel has the following yisod. He says like this. There are two types of tshuva that exist. One tshuva, and the Rav Soloveitchik has something similar in the Ala Tshuva. You know, I think Rav Soloveitchik compares it like amputating an arm. That something is bad, you gotta just get rid of it. The other type of tshuva is to take things, characteristics that you had in the past and elevate. And so he writes here that Yisro was this idea that he took his past experiences, his past talents, and now he just refocused them. It's not like he changed himself. So that's why he says that he's still called Chosein Moshe, because it wasn't, even though halakhically you're not related, but he still was, had a certain characteristic. He just now focused it in a different way. He says, say for example, he says a beautiful thing that we will see. Chazal tell us that Shabbos is a day of tshuva. Shabbos is a day of tshuva. But he says that Shabbos has both aspects. If you take a look on the last page here, page 22. Shabbos, he says there are two parts of Shabbos. Ke'ein zeh yesh lefarsh shloshim, three parts of Shabbos. Shabbos the mali shabbata, Shabbos the yamama, and Shabbos the zman mincha. Right? Friday night, Shabbos day, and mincha time. What's the significance? He says, basically, Shabbos the mali shabbata, niftach sogro levi di bitul vachnos ha-nefesh va-tshuva shal erev Shabbos. Was you're divorcing yourself of everything that existed during the week. It's the sur meira. Like he says, you're not doing malacha anymore. But Shabbos day is really the time of elevation. It's time of elevation. That's why the Torah was given. Zman Kriyas HaTorah is Shabbos day. Shabbos Nidna Torah. And then Shabbos Mincha is everything together. But the two types of tshuva. There's tshuva of the Sur Meira and the Aseh Tov. There's a person had, you know, bad things, so he stops them. But then you can't stop there. In other words, you can't say, okay, I was doing things I shouldn't have done, so I'm going to stop there. In other words, tshuva is also about filling the void. Now elevating, whereas I was using my time for things that are just wasting time and meaningless things. So I'm going to stop that. I'm not going to spend time for. But now I have to use the time. It's not that you just stop doing the waste time used for things that are not. Now use the time productively. You have to have the Aseh Tov. And that's what Yisro is about. He's about, and that's why by Shabbos, he writes the Shem Shmuel, it always begins, Sheshes Yomim Tavod Vasif Nakom Lachtecha, V'yom Hashish Shabbat Lach Shem Lachecha. Because the point of Shabbos is not just the stopping the Malacha. It's taking whatever you're doing during the Sheshes Yomim and now elevating. So it's always linked. It's not like divorcing yourself from the Sheshes Yomim, because the Sheshes Yomim is always mentioned. It's now Sheshes Yomim. I was busy. Now I could focus more in, to elevate. In other words, always a person has to in life sometimes avoid certain things, but then he has to fill up his time with, and that's what Yisro is all about. So in the first piece, that's what he writes. He says, "Yeah, take a look at page 18." On the second column, G'derech zeh inyan Shabbos. The Shabbos with tshuva kanoda, aval ein tshuva shel Shabbos kamo kol yimei tshuva. Kol yimei tshuva libo nishbar. So the tshuva usually is a depressing thing. You're upset that you did this, you did this. But the ikar of tshuva of Shabbos is the inyan lahachnis akol akol shel osim yimei maisa. For maisa shel asur shel kedusha. There's everything we were doing during the week. For domain things, now we're focusing it, our intellect that we're using for other things, now we're going to focus it, to Hashem. Kach b'chol mokom shakosuv shmir Shabbos, siv mikodim sheshis yomim ta'aseh melachtecha. Because it's not like we're chopping off the sheshis yomim ta'aseh melachtecha, we're elevating it. And he says that there's some people that are protheistic people, in other words, they're monofaceted. Well, you have one thing, and some people are much more broad. They encompass a lot. So Yisro and Moshe were those type of people that were broad people. They had a lot of facets to them. That's the idea that they both had ten names. That's why, for Moshe Rabbeinu Shidduch, it had to be with Yisro, because he had to find somebody who had that multifaceted character. And that's why, you mean, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find a daughter, you know, daughter, a shidduch's daughter with, you know, regular, you know, Yisrael. It's just, you know, today, you know, who, you know, they would say, ah, it's the shidduch with Yisrael, we're going to go out on the first date, you know. But, chas v'shalom, we shouldn't say that, but I'm just saying that, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu has designed Shemos because he was an ish klali. And that's why the thing that inspired Yisrael was the Melchemes Amalek, and the, because Amalek was also klali in the bad sense. He encompassed all the bad characteristics. So, and Yam Suf also was the Yad HaChazaka. And the Yad is the different fingers. It wasn't the Etzpa, okay, it was the Yad. Vayal gets a Yad HaChazaka she'asah Hashem. Yes, it's Yad HaGdola. The Yad is multifaceted. And these people were multifaceted. So now Yisro takes his multifaceted personality and focuses it to be Megayer. Focuses it towards Torah. So the person can have multifaceted things and be all secular. Where you can have multifaceted things and focus it in a Torah dika way. But the thing is that every, like I like to say over from the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid says that by Avraham Avinu, that he was a tzaddik meikara. He interprets the man. How can he be a tzaddik meikara? He was over at Avodah Zarah. He was born in Terach's home, which was a Avodah Zarah home. So why was he a tzaddik meikara? You know why? Because Avraham Avinu, says the Dubna Magid, was the classical makariv. Right, he was Makarv everyone, Megayer everyone. But it says the Dubna Magid, but if he would be FFB, right, from birth, then all the people said wouldn't been take to him. Because they'd say, Avraham Avinu, he doesn't understand us. He doesn't come from our background. He can't relate to us. But then Avraham Avinu used that fact that he was BT. Right, Baal Tshuva, right? Wasn't it? This is not my Rashi Tevis. This is, and he used that to relate to people. So then, Lemafreya, says the Dubna Magid, he got credit for all those years that he was Oved Avodah Zarah, because now he was able to focus that. Hey, I can use my past experience in life for something positive. I'm not going to just take the past, like Rav Soloveitchik said, not to take away and just like amputate it. I'm going to use it now, focus it now. I can relate to people in a way that other people can't, and I could, and they could mashpia on people because I could relate to them. I went through what they went through. I wasn't born in a Rebbe's house. Avraham Avinu wasn't born in a Rebbe's house. Avraham Avinu was born in a house of idol worships. So then the people say, oh, this guy, he knows what we're talking about. And yet he went in the right path. So that's taking the past and being mala. And that's what Yisro is all about. Yisro's a person who was his counterpart was Moshe Rabbeinu, because those both people had this broad-natured person. So you can have a broad-natured person who's totally secular, which Yisro was, and now he took that nature and he was mushpa by the broad-natured defeat of Amalek, and the broad nature, because Amalek was abroad for evil. He represented all the kochos hatuma. And the Kriyat Yam Suf was a multifaceted Yad HaChazaka. It wasn't just the Etzma Okim, it was the Yad HaChazaka, and that's the idea. So in life, you know, there's certain things in life that maybe if we have to do it over, we wouldn't have done what we did. But you can always grow from that, because that, you know, those experiences will help you grow more and be mashpia more and understand people more. So never take a life experience and say it was in vain, even if it was a negative life experience. And that's what. So Yisro is the person who's what? He's taking halos kochas atumah mekedusha. And Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos, you know, the Gemara says in Shabbos on Pei Vav Amud Aleph on page 16 that. I'm not paying for that. That's you. In Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, rather, that Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Him Shabbos Kil Chasol Afilo Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh Mochlum Lo. Shenema Asher Enosh Yosazos Chalo Al Tikam Chalo Al Mochulo. Mochulo. That that Shabbos is a mechila. Shabbos is a time of tshuva. There's a famous Taz, the first Taz of Shabbos. It says, what is Shabbos about? If you did tshuva, why do you need Shabbos? But certain things, the Taz says, like creases, Mrs. Bezdin, tshuva loft doesn't do it for you. You need Yisurim also. But if you do tshuva and you have Shabbos, that's good enough. Shabbos can help with the tshuva. And Shabbos is a time of tshuva, because Shabbos, you can reflect on the whole week and say, you know, how can I do things differently, or how can I elevate things in a way that I didn't elevate till now. It's always Shesh Yomim Tavod. The Shabbos always has to be after 6 days. You know, the Gemara says in Shabbos a person has lost in the Midbar, he doesn't know what day it is, so he's supposed to count 6 days and keep Shabbos, because Shabbos is always about after 6 days. So it's a good time to reflect about, you know, what happened this week to me, and what did I do right, and what did I do wrong, and what can I improve for the next week? Because Shabbos, I think the Shemesh Shmuel said elsewhere, is about last week and it's about the next week. It's reflecting on the Sheshes Yomim, but it's also, the Zohar says, it's the bracha for the future week. So it's both. And that's what Yisro is about. He took the past, but he didn't reject it. He was a Kloliastic person. He had the seven names. Now he just focused in a different way. So that's what some people have certain personalities, and they use their personalities in a negative way, and they revolve in negative things, and now they could, you take that same thing and just focus it in the positive way. Not change. I don't want to change. The person is who he is, but he just has to focus it in the right way. And that's what Yisro is at, and that's what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about not doing malacha, but it's also the Shabbos at night is we, you know, all the evil goes away. And then in the day, we elevate. That's why Matan Torah, that's why Shabbos was, the Torah was given on Shabbos, but Shabbos in the day. Because the day of Shabbos is the elevation. And that's what Zohar says, that's Zohar v'Shomer. That one is connected the night, and one is connected the day. Because the two aspects of Shabbos, because they're two different things. And that's what Yisro. So Yisro wasn't saying, I'm now going to be an introvert, if he was a broad person, and he had so many facets to him, but I'm now going to use that in a positive way. I'm going to use that to service Torah, to service the community, to service mitzvahs, etc. I'm not going to say, now I'm going to change my mahus. No, my mahus is my mahus. I'm a seven-named person. That's who Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the shidduch made so much sense, even though it sounded like a crazy shidduch. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was that broad person. He also had the Shevashay, maybe 10 names, whatever. And that's, everyone has to find their niche of who they are and focus it in a positive day. That's why Yishma Yisro, halos kochas hatuma l'kedusha. That the kochas hatuma that he had till now will now, and everyone in their life has their own history of how they were and what they look for the future. And we should all always, you know, looking past, see where we're heading to, what type of profession we want to go into, what type of person we want to marry. You know, these are very important things. And how we want to take our past and not necessarily cut ourselves off from the past, but elevate it or redirect if we need to. And that's what Yisro... So he still, the Shemesh Shul says, called Chosen Moshe, because he still had that broad breath that linked him up with Moshe, even though after he converted. He still called Chosen Moshe, because he didn't now say, I'm a seven-faced person, now I'm a one person. No, he was still Chosen Moshe even afterwards, because he still kept that same breath, that same personality of being the Chosen Moshe. Afterwards, he just redirects it. So he doesn't, he's still called Chosen Moshe, even though technically he's not the Chosen Moshe, because he's converted. But he didn't change. He said, now I have to be a different type of person. No, you are who you are. You're this interesting person. You have multifaceted, multi-interests. but now focus it in a positive way towards Yiddishkeit, towards Torah, etc. You know, Torah, there's so many facets, like Rav David Cohen always says, so many facets of Torah that one could, so you're a multifaceted person, now you're in Torah. You could, like Rav David Cohen said, Gemara is not the only thing, this Medrash, this Shalom Kasson said, it's not only one thing, it's multifaceted. So right in the Rabbi, yeah, so that's the Vayishma Yisro. Halas Kocha Satuma the Kedusha. And that's what Yitzro did, and that's what everyone has to do in their own life, to not to change who you are. And you'll see that when you date, the best girl will be for you is the girl who you feel that you're being yourself with. That you're not changing who you are. You're yourself, but now it'll be even better. Because you don't want to change who you are, because you are who you are. You just want to focus it to make sure it's in a positive way. A person who feels that he's not being himself with a person, that already is a red flag. A person who you feel, I'm myself with this person, that's not the only thing in the Shidduch, but that's an important facet. Okay? So, Bez Hashem, I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and Bez Hashem, we try to be here on Sunday, and we'll continue in your day.